Looks like the Celtics are going to play basketball on Wednesday night, so I brought in the Locked On Spurs podcast for a crossover on this Wednesday Locked On Celtics. Millie's, let's go. Rainy J's back with the vengeance back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. This the truth like 34. It's like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. Crowd goes crazy, most in-depth coverage on the daily, mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings, focus like Danny at the deadline, global with it, got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line, play it in between time. I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day, trying to stay in tune with the C's, that's the best way. Melly. Hey there, welcome back. Thank you for making this show part of your daily routine, wherever it is you're going, whatever it is that you are doing. Thank you for taking the Locked On Celtics podcast along with you. I hope it brightens your day up just a little bit. I'm John Corrales. I host the show on a Monday through Friday basis, so if you're new, that's where you're going to get a Monday through Friday podcast. I cover the Boston Celtics, and I am the author of the Boston Celtics All-Time All-Stars, which you can now buy anywhere books are available. Today, the Boston Celtics are taking on the San Antonio Spurs. The game appears to be on. They traveled to San Antonio. So if you didn't know, the San Antonio-New Orleans game was postponed a couple of nights ago. But San Antonio appears to be fine. The Pelicans appear to be fine. It appears that this was done out of an abundance of caution. So the Celtics travel to San Antonio. They are going to play. So I brought in my very, very good friend, Jeff Garcia of the Locked On Spurs podcast, one of my best friends in the world. When I lived in New York, he and I were like hanging out all the damn time. He's a great guy, and he's Mr. San Antonio. He's on all over the TV in San Antonio. He knows the Spurs inside and out. So I thought, great, they're playing. Let me bring him in. So here is my conversation with Jeff Garcia of Locked On Spurs. All right, Jeff, man, it's been a while since we've talked. Celtics, Spurs, been a while since they've played. When's the last time these two teams have played?
my first question is this, John. Do we have the league mandated men to do this show?
Yeah.
We're not going to be postponed or anything, because
we're at the league minimum Celtics, one per show.
Your Celtics just went through some COVID issues.
Yeah.
My Spurs are starting to feel the pinch of COVID. But nevertheless, yeah, it's been a while, man. And Spurs Celtics, as of this recording, is on.
Yeah.
We don't know if there's anything could change. But Spurs Celtics should be another good one.
Yeah, they traveled. They went there. Probably wouldn't have let them go there if there was a thought that they wouldn't play the game. So
yeah,
hopefully this podcast stands. So
you know, I forgot I had scheduled some stuff for pregame, like an hour before the announcement, and I just forgot that I had set my schedule. You know, okay, at this time, I'm going to release the starting lineup. They went out. And fans were like, do we want to tell you what just happened? I'm like, oh, I forgot to deschedule them. So
What
happened to me last night versus the ahead of the Pelicans game. But hopefully that we don't jinx anything, John.
Yeah, that's brutal. Yeah, I've been known for jinxing things this season. You probably haven't paid attention to this, but Jeff Teague came out like super hot in the first game or two. He was blistering hot in the preseason. So I was like, well, you're probably going to have to miss a shot at some point. And he said, thanks for jinxing me. And he basically hasn't hit a shot since. Like, he's hit a few three-pointers, but that's about it. It's possible it's not a jinx. It's possible he's just not good at basketball anymore.
No, there's that too, yeah.
All right, let's do this from the Celtics perspective here.
Okay.
And I know that Celtics, Locked On Celtics listeners want to know, what is up with the San Antonio Spurs, who are 9-8? And this is like...
Yeah.
The classic, the Spurs probably not going to be very good. They're rebuilding and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, right. Never count out the Spurs. They're 9-8, and DeMar DeRozan has looked pretty good. You're getting contributions, Keldon Johnson, DeJounte Murray, Lonnie Walker. Yeah. A couple of guys I've picked up on my fantasy team. Patty Mills flexes every once in a while like he's FIBA Patty. So what's going on here with the Spurs?
All right. Well, I'll tell you what's going on with the Spurs. It's funny to hear that setup you just gave me right now, because you're looking from the outside in, but from the inside out, it's a 180. This is a team where I don't know what I'm going to get. I don't know. And that's been the vibe in San Antonio. What team are we going to get game in, game out? Are we going to get Road Warriors? We beat the Clippers and the Lakers in back-to-back games in their gyms. Are we going to get the team that goes on a four-game winning streak of Zalt early season? Or are we going to get the ones that decide to lay an egg versus a severely depleted Houston team, a depleted Blazers team? The list goes on and on. This is just such a 50-50 team right now. And that's what I expect this team to be, a 500 team. Yeah, they're young. And you mentioned a few of the young names, Keldon and Lonnie and everything. But Lonnie is still inconsistent. And that's in San Antonio, we just don't know what's up with him. Is he going to be that defensive guy? We don't know. Is he going to be that offensive punch that the Spurs need? Sometimes he is. Sometimes he's not. I know I spoke to him preseason and during the season so far. And he's told me, I am aware of my inconsistencies, Jeff. And I'm going to fix it. Nah, hasn't happened. Keldon, one of my fears with him is kind of surfacing of late, is that he came out of the gates too strong and it's catching up to him. Recall, these are the young guys that barely got their first taste of NBA games in a bubble, in a controlled environment in Orlando last season. Most of the guys were stapled to the bench out in the Austin Spurs G League team. So they finally get burned, right? And they look great. And that's great. That was more of a building block for them for this season. Now the guys are really seeing what it's like to play against NBA competition. Not this, well, we're going to coast because we're the Denver Nuggets and we're in right now. Spurs, you know, yeah, we'll see you next year. This is out of the bubble. Now they're playing against teams that are bringing their A games now. And the Spurs are seeing the changing of the guard now. The young guys are at the center, and that they are. Look at the starting lineup. Heavy DeJounte Murray and Keldon and Lonnie, et cetera, et cetera. Derek White, whenever he comes back. He's only played one game this year. But if I were to say the one thing that's been surprising me this season is actually not the play of the young guys for as a whole, is the play of the veterans, John.
Yeah.
The veterans are still saving this team. You had the Spurs vets make Spurs history recently in a win versus the Blazers. We're all four vets. Let me remind you, John, this is a Popovich team with just four vets. Remember back in the day? I mean, he just loved them vets.
Oh, yeah.
Now there's only four. And they broke records left and right. They've been breaking records left and right. And DeMar DeRozan, LaMarcus Aldridge, Patty Mills, all four of the guys have been really steadying the ship for a very young team. And you're starting to see that example pay off. Keldon Johnson spoke to me recently and said, I'm learning from these guys. These guys still have it, despite what y'all say that they're over the hill. They're not. LMA is a whole different story. But the thing is that the veterans have been surprising me for a team that was so focused and is focused on their next generation. That's still the goal, but the veteran play has been really well. Rudy Gay off the bench, double figure scoring. He's scoring five. Well, let me rephrase that. He's scored double figures in five straight games now. You have Patty Mills, you know, hitting at least one to two three-pointers a game. He hasn't gone a game without making a three-pointer. You have LaMarcus Aldridge, who the Spurs are 4-2 with him, and without them, they're way under 500. And DeMar DeRozan being DeMar DeRozan. So the veteran play has been really standing out. And then the number two for me is just how great DeJounte Murray has stepped up his game. He was in my spotlight for this season. There was two guys I was looking at, Lonnie and DeJounte. Lonnie, he's still under the hot seat for me. But kind of coming out of the hot seat is DeJounte Murray. Two triple-doubles so far this season. He's already the last Spur to do two triple doubles in a season was David Robinson. That's it.
He was okay.
It wasn't Manu. It wasn't Timmy. It wasn't Tony. It wasn't Kawhi. It was DeJounte Murray. Wow. So he's really emerging as, I would say, of the young core, making his next level a step. To solidifying himself as an NBA player. And Popovich gave him the ultimate compliment recently when he said, you know what DeJounte is? He's now becoming a point guard. And I thought that was just awesome, John.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, from Pop, I know what that means. You know, that means that
yeah.
you're first of all, you're yeah. doing a lot. Like and Pop knows about point guards, right?
Yeah.
So that I mean that's good to hear. That's good for the San Antonio future. DeMar DeRozan is certainly a talking point here because he continues in his is he in his 12th year now, 13th year? He is still averaging over 20 points a game. He's taking more three-pointers. He's still attacking. He's still a great individual scorer. What's been the most impressive thing about DeMar DeRozan's play this season? Going to continue that conversation there with Jeff after the break. First, betonline.ag is the one place that has you covered and the one place that we trust to get you set up to bet on live sports. Go to betonline.ag, sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use that promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. So whatever you deposit, they're going to give you another 50% of that number. So you're going to win right away. So you want to bet on the Super Bowl and all of the prop bets that are available for the Super Bowl? It's going to be there. College basketball, NBA. You want to bet on how many three-pointers Jaylen Brown's going to make on the game? That's a bet that's available. They have all sorts of things available at betonline.ag. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get into the action and don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON. It will get you a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Please gamble responsibly. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Have you subscribed to the Locked On Celtics podcast yet? You can wherever podcasts exist, and you can follow us on Spotify. Your time is valuable, so you want to get all of the sports news you need in as little time as possible. That's why you need to subscribe to Locked On Today. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today. It's a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all of the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get podcasts. And now we pick up where we left off with Jeff Garcia of Locked On Spurs.
Facilitating. He's really taking that step and becoming a more of a facilitator. He started to do that in his final season in Toronto. You started to see him pick up. But the moment he came a Spur, you know, through the trade, that he's propelled himself into that. Currently, at least among small forwards at his position, he ranks second in assists in the NBA. I mean, he's one of the top small forwards, assist guys, you know, so that's great for the Spurs. You know, overall, he ranks 11th in assists. And the Spurs are 5-3 when he has 7 or more assists. So for me to see him really take that step and really own it and getting guys involved, that's just awesome. And here's a guy who's known to be a scorer, and he's showing that he's more than that. Also, too, you got to give him credit. First of all, he's thrown into a situation he never wanted to be in when he got traded to San Antonio, but he's been making the most of it. Leading the team in scoring, you know, we mentioned the assists. Out in the bubble last year, we saw him, brace yourself, John, be a closer. Yeah, he actually was a closer for the Spurs last season out in Orlando. This season, he's still about that. Yeah, of course, you know, he takes a shot, he doesn't miss him, and then, you know, you hear that, oh, DeMar's not a closer. But for the most part, he's been the Spurs' closer, and he's been stepping up to the plate in that department. The problem with San Antonio is that they only got one closer. I think they need to have two, and I'm hoping that DeJounte Murray can be that next guy. But he's the guy that they're going to go to, and you're seeing Popovich go to him more in tight game situations. And with DeMar, I mean, it's been a breath of fresh air. You know, you got a guy who gives them scoring, who gives them assists, who gives him veteran leadership, who's great with the media. I mean, coming from Kawhi, I mean, I remember talking to him and he was like pulling teeth with him when he was a Spur. I mean, DeMar DeRozan will answer questions no matter how ridiculous they are, and he'll do it like a pro. He's just a pro. I would not be surprised if he remains a Spur after this season. This is a contract season for him. And I would not, again, I would not be surprised if he remains a Spur moving forward. But DeMar DeRozan, yeah, I mean, just great. I mean, he's solid at the free throw line. He's going to knock him down. You know, among his position, you know, he's first in free throw attempts, first in free throws made, second assist, sixth in efficiency at small forwards. So he's definitely an impact player for the Spurs. And you know, it'd be interesting to see how they handle his future in San Antonio.
Let me ask you this. You said, before we flip this over to you asking me about the Celtics, you said that the San Antonio Spurs are inconsistent. You know, they're a 500 team that's young. Mm-hmm. You know, when I look at their roster, they've got two rookies, three second-year players, three third-year players. Like, they've got – basically, they've only got four guys with 11 or more years of experience. And then after that, everyone else is in their sixth year or sooner. So, young team, inconsistent team. How will a Celtics fan watching this game know – that they're getting good Spurs or bad Spurs? And like,
why can't I say that right now? How they play in the first and third quarters. The first and third quarters have been horrific for the Spurs. If they're not coming out with their A game to start the game and to come out of the half, then your Celtics might as well just get a W. I mean, it's been that simple for opponents this year. They have this issue with coming out so weak. They're getting outscored in the first. They're getting outscored in the third. And then they make things interesting in the fourth. That's been their mantra. That's been their thing this year. The good news is, though, is that they've been able to weather storms. So let's just pretend the Spurs are up big, you know, going into the fourth. We've seen this time and time again where teams will make major comebacks on them, and they've been able to hold it off. So I like that. But if they're coming out of their gates weak and they're not coming mentally focused, then it's almost all but over for these Spurs. And Rudy Gay, he spoke about it recently. He's saying it was like he had no idea. He goes, I just can't explain it. He goes, we just can't come out with that mental sharpness. And I think that has to do with a lot of the youth. You know, DeJounte, you know, he's doing his best, but you have Lonnie Walker in that starting lineup. And if he's not kind of going, then the Spurs are – that starting unit is missing something right there. You got LMA who – it's baffling. Go look at his game logs. I kid you not, John. It's 20 points one night, 4 points the next night. 20 points one night, 4 points the next night. You don't know what LMA you're going to get. So when they sputter and they're coming out of the gate sputtering and they're not clicking, yeah, the Celtics are likely are to get a W. And same thing in the third quarter. They just cannot get that. And is that youth? It probably is. Is it that, you know, this is a team that still is developing chemistry, still young guys getting used to the NBA and what it takes to play four quarters of basketball? I think so too. So all in all, I think you're looking at the first and third, John, if your Celtics fans are interested in if what type of Spurs they're going to play.
So here are the game logs for LaMarcus Aldridge. 20.
Go for it.
20.
Yeah.
12. 4.
Yeah, there you go. See?
14. 28. 10. 20. 13. See? 11. 4. 22. 4.
Thank
26.
You.
15. That's the scoring
output. What I mean?
In order. Yeah.
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 He's no longer that consistent double-double, or at least high, at least 20 and 10 at minimum.
Yeah. Well, he's only got one 10-rebound game this season, so.
Thank you for bringing that up. I was bringing that up, too. You know, he's lost something on the defensive end as far as rebounding. He's not a great rim protector as he used to be anymore. We could be seeing, you know, already the back end of his career, and I think we're seeing that as well. And here's to make matters worse. Is that you got a guy, Jakob Poeltl, who got paid in the offseason, who was telling Austrian media during the offseason that I know my worth. I want to be a Spur, but if I don't want to be a Spur, fine. I will go somewhere else. Very confident.
Mm-hmm.
Even told the media in San Antonio, yeah, I'm looking to stay here, but if I stay here, I want to be paid my worth. He got paid his worth. Came out of the gates just erratic. Erratic. He went, I don't remember the exact number, but just to take a stab, I think it was like 6-7 games without a block, with no blocks. And his nickname among Spurs fan is Blocka Pirtle. He was not Blocka Pirtle at all for a long time. He doesn't really give you anything on offense at all. So where he can provide value is on the defensive end, but you don't have him blocking. You have him getting toasted by opposing bigs or guards. You're like, okay, what's going on, Yach? And recently, now I'll give him credit. He has turned it around. He has provided some punch on the defensive end. Brace yourself, John. He had a 15-footer. I mean, that was the longest shot he's made so far as a Spur recently. So good things are ahead for Jakob. But yeah, I mean, this is just a team and changing the guard. You're seeing it. And Popovich has been very patient. He's letting – this is amazing. He's letting these guys learn on the fly. In the past years, in the golden era of San Antonio, work got done in behind the scenes and practice and training camp and shoot-arounds and, you know, very, you know, rigid and regimented. But this season he came out and said, you know what, I can't do that anymore. I got to get these guys going. And the only way for me to get these guys going, the young guys he's referring to, is to let them go out there and take their lumps and we'll learn as we go. And here's the thing, too. In past Pop years, Lonnie makes a mistake on the defensive end. That's it. He's done for the night. He's cooked. You're on the bench. And I'm going to call you out as I did last year, Lonnie, when I said you have no competitive fire in you. This year, when the young guys are making mistakes on the defensive end of anything, he will call timeout and he'll give him an earful, but he throws him back out there. And I think that's been really, really great for Popovich to do because – in my opinion, I think they were a little late to the game in getting these young guys going. You're seeing your Mavericks, young guys, they're now going. You see the Memphis and Ja Morant, and you see Pelicans with Zion, and et cetera, et cetera. They let them just go. The Spurs took a different route. They were like, okay, Lonnie and DeJounte and Keldon and Derek, you guys are going to be in Austin, and we'll see you when we see you. That's been the way. But this year, you know, albeit, yes, it's a pandemic, and you know, they need bodies on the court. And, you know, if it had been a normal NBA season, I would not have surprised me to see Devin Vassell out in the Austin Spurs mm-hmm. uniform, just stapled there with the occasional call up. But, with no G League as of now, he's been forced to put him out there. And hey, guess what? The number 11 pick in the draft is actually contributing. And giving you defense, giving you offense, giving you three-point shot. Popovich called him a natural basketball player. Had it been any other time, any other year, I was pretty sure that he would have sent the number 11 pick to Austin and let him stay there until Pop feels ready. But all in all, kudos to Pop for just finally giving in. And you know what? If we're going to get a jump start on this new generation, they got to go no now. So, hey, better late than never, I guess.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I was going to say that Devin Vassell's had – I've seen him have a couple of pretty good shooting games. I know they're
– yeah.
Just around Boston, there are a few people just kind of watching to see if he fell to 14, and obviously he did not. Back to wrap up the show with Jeff in just a moment. So grab a Built Bar, get ready for the final segment. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar you have ever had. Trust me, I've talked to a bunch of people. They hadn't had it before. Then they reach out to me after I told them to buy them. And they said, wow, this tastes amazing. They come in 18 flavors. They're all delicious. Now, whatever your preference is, maybe you like something like carrot cake. Maybe you like something like toffee almond. Whatever it is, it's there. And if you have an allergy to nuts, no problem. They have plenty of flavors without them. So you can make sure that you are covered at Built Bar. It's perfect if you're trying to lose or maintain weight. I know we've all put on a couple of pounds here in the pandemic, but this is a great snack to have as you're trying to work that off. Low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. If you're getting onto one of those keto diets, you can still have a Built Bar. They are delicious. I prefer the peanut butter ones. 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, 5 net carbs. You don't have to believe me and go off and just buy a ton. Go buy one. I'm telling you to just go buy one box. Use the promo code LOCKEDON at BuiltBar.com. Go buy one box. You'll get 20% off that box. And when you love it, get that mixed bar, the mixed bar box, so you get all of the different flavors. Pick the ones that you love. Go back, use the promo code again, Locked On. You're going to get 20% off every time you go and order at BuiltBar.com. Be sure to follow our social channels at LO Celtics on Twitter and at Locked On Celtics on Instagram. This is a very special week on Rejecting the Screen. It's been a year, 1 year since we tragically lost Kobe Bryant, and Adam Stanko and Noah Kozlov are honoring Kobe's life and career with a two-part special this week. Hear stories you haven't heard anywhere else about Kobe from teammates, opponents, coaches, journalists. Subscribe to Rejecting the Screen and listen this week to celebrate the life of one of the NBA's all-time greats. And now, wrapping up my conversation with Jeff Garcia of Locked On Spurs. Sometimes even arguably the best coach ever in the NBA needs a little nudge to change some of his habits to accommodate the team that he has. It's a young team, man, and like they can be fun when the Spurs. When the Spurs have it going, you can actually be a fun team to watch. But I know that they're inconsistent. But I'm sure
they are a fun team. That is something that your Celtics fans are gonna like. At least seeing some dunks. You know, you can see Keldon Johnson. As the entire world by now knows that I am a mega nerd. There's this – I know you're familiar with it because you're time with me. But in Dragon Ball Z, this Japanese anime, for every fight, every move that these characters make, they scream at the top of their lungs in with power. And that's what Keldon does. Every time he dunks, he makes a layup, makes an assist, gets a steal, and they slow him down. He's throwing the ball down, just screaming his head off. So they have energy. You have a guy like Lonnie Walker, same thing, looking for the power dunk. He's an athletic freak, and they're going to give you some highlight-worthy plays. But when it comes down to just getting Ws, they're a little sporadic. You'll see them take a shot, and you're like, okay, that's weird. Why did you do that? But you got to remember, these guys are young. And I keep on telling this to Spurs fans, I know the bubble was the bubble, and the Spurs were knocking on that play-in door, and they could have broke the record for the consecutive playoff appearances as a franchise, and they did well. But I said that was a controlled environment. They didn't have to deal with back-to-backs. They didn't have to deal with traveling. They didn't have to deal with teams giving it their all, maybe against those teams that are looking for that play-in tournament. But for the most part, it's not like they got in as the eighth seed and had to take on the Lakers, the Lakers are fighting for the number one seed and they're going to just pop San Antonio in the mouth. They were playing against teams that were about their level, and it looked good. And I kept on reminding them, that's just a stepping stone. We'll see how they do this year when they have a kind of close to a regular NBA season. And now you're seeing it. Now they're going through ups and downs. Now they're playing at 500 ball. Now one day they're world beaters and beating the defending champs. But in the next day, they're getting destroyed by Utah and can't play a lick of three-point defense just to run them off that three-point line. And then they allow Jazz to set their franchise record of three-point makes. So, and then you go, hey, young fellas, Harden left Houston, and that team is in disarray. And I think they only got like six guys to play. Yeah, I got this. And then they get embarrassed.
Right.
So you just don't know what team you're going to get.
No one knows the Spurs like Jeff, so make sure you're subscribed to the Locked On Spurs podcast. In fact, go check out today's episode, the Wednesday episode of Locked On Spurs, because I continue this conversation. We actually guested on each other's shows. So it's not like part one, part two, like we did with Geno Time, but Jeff answered my questions on this podcast, and I answered Jeff's questions on the Locked On Spurs podcast. So you've basically got two crossover episodes on Locked On Spurs and Locked On Celtics. So give Jeff a follow on Twitter, Jeff G Spurs Zone, and follow the Locked On Spurs podcast because he does a great job. Like I said, he's one of my best friends, and he's just a good guy. And if you're like an anime person, he's your guy. He's your guy. So make sure you're checking him out. Thanks for listening. If you're a new listener, this is a Monday through Friday podcast. So I will be back after the Spurs game with a recap podcast. And if you are a regular listener, a 5-star rating and a good written review would be amazing. And also share the podcast. Tell all of your friends that they should be listening to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network.